And we get it done one way or the other.
That's the right one.
That was a good one, though.
Good afternoon, TNT. Super fantastic family. Today is Hump Day. It's Wednesday, February 21, 2018. Mike, we're halfway through this week. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with... That's your cue.
Oh. Sorry, I had my mute on. I was already talking. I said, good morning, TNT. I was actually sending you a text, so that kind of threw me off.
Okay. All
right. You ready?
Sure. We'll just jump right into this. Let's see. We'll pick up from, man, we have some gaps to close, which... wasn't a great deal of information, but we can start from that and bring everyone up to speed on where we are for today. One second, let me pull it back up.
All right.
A couple of things that we posted.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. A couple of things that were posted to keep you going, so to speak, in the chat room and in the forum. Some gradual acknowledgments and advancements. Basically, you know, going back to Monday, that was the holiday we took off, and things were happening in the banking system. And this would be our first chance to really officially address all of that, even though we put some little updates in the chat room and in the forum. But we knew that some banks, bank staff, they were meeting on that Monday to work out the process, as they say. IT staff was called in, and senior exchange staff with some banks were called in on Monday to smoothen things out, if you will, that led us to believe, okay, Tuesday, this is going to be it. All of the districts had the 800 numbers, and to our understanding, they were supposed to be released to the banks. And, of course, we'll go over some of that today on what happened since then from the supposed information to the little software challenges and where we are today with that. Other information that we share with you, the ongoing tit-for-tat back and forth in Iraq with the Kurds in Baghdad. So there's a never-ending story going on over there back and forth, and I'm sure we'll bring some up-to-date information on that as best we can during this segment. And then there were some new developments on the Zim that we shared and put in the forum for you to learn and see the difference between what we were told on Friday versus what we were told over the weekend into Monday, and we posted that. And I guess we will address some of that today as well. So that should bring us up to speed on some things that we put out there. I'm sure we're going to hit the Zim information again now and some other good juicy tidbits. So where do we want to start, sir?
When we start, well, I'm going to say something first. But when we start,
okay.
I want you to kind of read what was put in the forum because everybody can't get in the forum. So they don't know what the updates were. And we just jump on. Then we can, you know, add to them. All right. But let me say this first.
All right.
Did you see my text?
You know what? I was reading. So Okay. All right.
Okay.
I see two of them.
Yeah.
All right. That's doable.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, guys, I hope that everybody can hear me. Because sometimes people say they can't hear me or they don't understand me. And I'm talking on my headphones. And most of the time, it's probably because I'm laying down or something. Trying to go through this. So I want to go through the process a little bit again before we give you the information. I want you guys to understand that. Because I know there's a lot of emotions involved in this. And I get it. I get it before the call. That's why I'm addressing it, because somebody sent me a text wanting me to address it again. And I definitely get it after the call, because everybody who has my number wants to call me and wants to talk about the call and wants me to go over it, and then they want to tell me how they feel. And I understand it. Believe me, I understand everybody's frustration. I understand the ups and the downs, and I understand people have been doing this for 14 years, 15 years. You know, because I've been doing it as long as I've been doing it. And again, you guys need to understand, Ray is not in charge of this. And Tony is definitely not in charge of this. I want you to know that. And I've been saying that for years. If I could make it happen, I'd made it happen 5 years ago. Believe me. I definitely would have made it happen 5 days ago if I had that ability. I don't. This is what I do have. We probably have the largest network of people in Dinar Land as far as so-called gurus. And we've been having that for years. And people come and grow, and then they come and they grow back. We've gotten more people in the last couple months that are coming on, people who've been laid out, laid off for years. And laid off, I mean laid off, the calls, everything else, everybody's coming back. And there's excitement, and it takes things to do that. But what I want you to understand is they give us information to pass to you in the hopes that this thing will go smoothly, because everybody wants it to go smoothly. And the more information you have, the smoother it should be, or the easier it should be for you to go through it. Now, I get the information out of the country. I get it out of Washington, D.C. I told you guys that several times, people. I get it from the banking system itself. I get it from exchange people, from call center people. I get it from now because the tellers have it. They have the memo, and branchmen are saying this is what the memo said, which I was happy it finally got to the tellers. But we're getting information at every level. We're getting it from IRAP. I get it from the shop owners, and I've said that several times. I get what's on TV. I get what's being said in the street. I get what's being said in Kurdistan and Baghdad and the CBI. I don't think we can have a better network of people who are giving us information, trying to explain things to us so that we can in turn do it, explain it to you. Because I think it's better when you're aware of what's going on, how it's going on, and how we get to this process. Now, they do in Iraq because they're listening to our call in Iraq in the cafes, and they have been listening to our calls in the cafes for years. Some of you guys know that's where the term hot dog man came from. Came from the guys in the cafe in Iraq. Actually, came from somebody in Iraq government. But anyway, all those guys in Iraq call hot dog man. Okay. So, everybody's participating in this at all levels. Listen to this. We've had government agencies on our call listening. And I'll say we do. We've had the bank's highest people on our calls listening. Our calls are still being monitored. I told you guys they were before. I'm telling you they are now. So I try and tell you guys things the best way I can without stepping on anybody's toes or anything. But at the same time, trying to relay messages to some people who I think aren't really hearing us and need to hear us. So it's important that you know this is how they monitor what they figure is going to be the crowds out there on the street and how people are going to react. Now, that doesn't mean I want to hear all your complaints and charges and everything that. I want us to talk and ask the questions that need to be asked to make the process go smooth. That's all. And those kind of things. We're going to try and get you the answers that we don't already have. That's why we do this. Now, do I get windows of here, this is the time frame we should be looking at? Yes, I do. Do I get them from several different people? Yes, I do. Do I get calls at 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock at night? People saying, boom, 2 o'clock, it's going to be here. Tomorrow, it's going to be here. And somebody else will call and say, well, in the next 72 hours, we should see it. I get all of that. I mean, I have to absorb all of that. And when I say I mean me and Ray. Okay. So, and then decide what we can give you, because a little information is a deadly thing, you know, without having that. But I try and be forthcoming and give you as much as I can and figure that some of you can handle it, some of you can figure it out. And a lot of you aren't doing that. You know, I don't know if it's because you don't care. I just want my money. I don't care what our government is doing. I don't care what their government is doing. I don't care what the bank wants to do afterward. I just want my money. Well, when you just get your money, what's going to happen is your money will be gone because you don't know what to do with it. Because you don't understand this process, how money's working and how our government's working. And that, more than anything else, I've been trying to explain to you ever since the first day they told me they didn't want to give you this money because you're a bunch of toothless crackheads. You guys remember that, because I came on the call and I told you this is what they said to me. They don't want to give you this money because you're a bunch of toothless crackheads. I said, that's not right. And they said, well, 2 years, they're going to be broke anyway. They're going to spend every dime within 2 years. Watch. And I said, that's not right. People are going to do the right thing. And then, you know, I look at how the lottery changed my life. I look at Lottery, Suddenly Rich. You guys look at those shows. If you Google them, you'll see 80% of them or 90% of them are broke in 5 years. It's ridiculous. Broke. All their money's gone in 5 years. So that bothered me. And, you know, Ray's been trying to hold classes and tell you guys what to do and how to do it. I've been telling you how to hopefully invest, how to look for different investments, and how to put your money to work instead of just how fast can I spend it. Those are the purpose of these calls, as everything I just mentioned to you. Make it smooth, but make sure you can hold on to it. So I explained to you guys when I was doing network marketing, I would hold training classes with thousands of people, 2,000, 5,000, 8,000 people, and me and some of the leaders, and we'd be up on the stage. And we'd be talking about how we got to the executive position, platinum executive positions that we got to, how we got there so fast. And I used to always go out there and tell people everything, just like now, everything. I tell them every breath I take, every pause I put in. I tell them why I ask the questions I do, just like now, everything. And I said, when all those leaders came and said, Tony, you're giving them too much. You're telling too much. You're giving away all the secrets. I say, guys, this is what I know. As long as I've been doing this, which I had, and I had organizations of 13,000, 15,000, 17,000 people in my downline, But this is what I know. I can tell 100 people exactly what they need to do. Exactly. And maybe, hopefully, desired, two of them will actually go out and do it. Two of them out of 100, probably two out of 300, would actually go out and even attempt to do what I've already done to become successful. And I never understood it except it was a fear or whatever. So I'll tell you guys that because, you know, we spent all this time trying to tell you exactly what to do. I spent years trying to tell you exactly what to do when you go in that bank. How to dress, how to act, what to ask for, who moves my cheese, first mouse, second mouse, cheese factory. We talked about negotiating, how you negotiate, who you negotiate with. We talked about what you do after you walk out the bank with everything. And I'm telling you, not because I benefit, because I'm not going to benefit not one dime from the things that you guys go out and do after this is over. It doesn't pay me a dime. But I want you to be focused and know it's about to happen, it's going to happen, and you need to have your head on right and be ready to do this. And by be ready to do this, I mean from the time you stand in line at this bank. Now, understand everything we've told you and what we're about to tell you. You know, there was a 10-year plan here. We was following the plan. And I was getting this to come out. So within the last month, or since January the 2nd, this is February 21st, they rearranged the plan. They decided, you know, last 10 years, chuck that. We're not going to do that. We're going to do this instead. Okay. But it's okay. Because we're still here. We're telling you. We're hopefully trying to walk through it. And let's develop a plan that everybody can follow, everybody can benefit from, and that it can be smooth. Now, I told you all that to tell you this. I know we come out and tell you, look, this is a good window. Because that's the window they give me. I don't just make it up. I just tell you, well, this is when we should look for it. This is what they're trying to accomplish right now. Now, do I need to tell you that every time? No, just say one day it's going to happen. Or do like somebody, I don't give out dates and rates. I don't give out this. Well, then you won't have a clue what to do if I don't. If you don't understand the process and how it happened, if you don't walk through it, then when you sit down with that banker, who you will know more than he knows, trust me, you will know more than he knows, but you will also know what to do, the questions to ask to prompt him to get where you want to get. I said questions you want to ask, not statements where you want to demand. There is a difference in those two things. But I'm trying to make you educated of how this went through, okay? How this happened and how things will change in a moment. Now, we told you there were limits. There's going to be limits. I've even explained to some people exactly how the banks were going to work it out and how many currencies they're going to let you do. Do we do that in this call? Or have I just been doing that privately? I can't remember. I'm told
We did. From last Friday, we did discuss some limits and then some changes that we'll bring up.
All right. So we're going to have changes again today. And by the time Friday get here, we might have changes again. But it's not to complain about what's going on. It's to know what's going on and be prepared to work with whatever is happening. So I wanted to put that out there. I know some of you guys are down and frustrated, but we've been through this. We've been through it not for days and weeks and months. We've been through it for years. And the only thing we have to hold on to and shit on to is we don't know when it's going to happen, but we know it's going to happen. And every time they do something and we come and tell you it was done, it's to let you know we're that much closer to it actually happening. Okay? Okay, I'm good. I'm good on that. Thanks.
All right. Okay.
All right. All right. So, you know what I was talking about when I just said that?
Yes.
I'm good on the text. Okay. All right.
Right.
All
right.
So, all right, let's get started. Okay. All right. So nobody wants to deal with a whole lot of crazy people, guys. Just so you know that. We know they had a good system in place. We know we had a good system in place, and we were prepared to work it the way we thought it was going to come out. So let's do the same thing right now. Be prepared to work it in the way it wants to come out. Okay. All right.
Cool.
All right, let's go through it. I'm going to add some more as we answer some questions so you guys understand where all that came from. All right. Go ahead. Let's start.
Let's see. Where do we want to start? You want to start with Zim?
I want to start with the updates so everybody know what the updates were so they're all caught up because everybody's not in the room. So read the updates that you put in, and then let's go from there.
Okay, because they're kind of varied. They keep them from bouncing around. We'll try it and see how we can pull it all back together.
Yeah.
Because some of this update stems back from Saturday going into Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, little tidbits along the way. So from the Saturday-Sunday information that we sent out was the first change on the Zim caps. We put that information out for everyone to read, and that section of the update, anyone can read that. All they have to do is go to tntsuperfantastic.com, click on forum, and that's the only box that will open. And we encourage members throughout the weekend to read that. And I thought I had that up, but I didn't, so I'll pull it up real quick. And that was from the weekend update, February 18. Okay, I put in here from the Iraq side, from what we had received on that Saturday, that Jabari is indicating that the budget will be complete in 1 week. And then on Sunday, we reported that the Baghdad herbal crisis comes to an end. At the national conference, Kurds are happy with the results of the Article 140 debacle and are agreeing to cast their vote, which now that has changed, but that was Saturday information for the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. Now, regarding the 800 numbers, we share with you the districts are ready. The 800 numbers from the districts are ready to be sent to the corresponding banks and the various information providers, which included us. And we share that a single district could have multiple 800 numbers to utilize for making your appointments. Then the Zim update that we gave you was that the cap is 100 trillion Zim per person at the prevailing rate at the time of exchange. Now that's the amount of currency, 100 trillion Zim, and that could be obtained from any combination of 100s and 50s from the trillions, millions, billions, and thousands series, and that the cap was in effect until we received further notice, even though it was not a permanent cap. Okay, and from there we go to the other information. I need to jump back around. Give me a second here.
All right. Sorry.
It's on several different screens. Where are we? Update from Ray, Monday, Tuesday morning. Here we are. Now, some other information that we shared that some of you did not have the capability to read this. I posted it in chat as an update, and it was put in the forum for those who could access the forum. And that was number one thing was that the Zim will not have a buy and a sell rate, that it would not be paired for trading on Forex. So we got that answer based on people asking, was there going to be a buy and a sell rate for Zim like it was for all the other currencies? And so That answer is no. You will not have that. And let's see. We also share that the ZIM limit is temporary. Okay, we addressed that already. And other than that, waiting for the banks to finish with their final glitches and software conflicts, which was supposed to have been resolved yesterday. And I believe that's it as far as the incremental updates that have been put out there between Saturday and now.
We didn't do anything about the quarter trillion. We didn't put none of that out.
No. None of that went out.
All right. Okay, guys. So, first thing we care about is how come this thing hasn't happened yet? Because everybody expected it to happen. We did. So, our information tells us, yes, there is going to be 800 numbers. Yes, they have been assigned to the district, and every district is different. So, we know there's at least 12 800 numbers, since every district is different. And some districts have more than one number. They all have more than one line, so everybody's not calling the same number with one line. So they got 300 lines over here. They got 150 lines over here. So you're going to be able to call. The call is still supposed to last 5 minutes. That's all. 5 minutes. They're supposed to have enough information. And they are going to offer you, it's going to ask you about your bank first. Would you like your appointment with your bank? If not, they're going to have three options is what we're being told now. Three options. And then if you have a preferred one and that one still has availability, they will give you an appointment there. If not, they will tell you another bank to go to exchange. Now, I gave you that information, and 90% of you don't even need that information I just gave you. There's 90% of you don't even need that information. But there's no other way for me to get it to the ones that do need it than to tell everybody, okay? Now, I say that because, you know, we went over the numbers again this morning as far as government numbers, they think, you know. So we got 800 million people, right? Or 8 million people, not 800. 8 million people. And 85 to 95% of those people are going to go to the teller because they have less than $1 million. They have less than $1 million, so they will receive less than $1 million, most of them, okay? 80 to 90%. So we'll say out of the other 10% left, 7, 8% if even them are going to have appointments with private bankers. And then after that, the 1%, they're going to go to the wealth managers. But here's the other thing that I know, too, and I'm talking to you guys and people who are listening. 100% of the people will go to that teller to get their $1 million immediately while they're waiting for that appointment. And I know because that's what people are going to do. Let me go get my $1 million while I wait and see if the rates go up. While I wait and see, you know, how much availability there is. While I wait and see if I can get a higher payout. Trust me. They're just not as dumb as people want to think that you are. And I know you're not because we've discussed it. Well, at least on TNT. I don't know what the other people out there are doing. So, because we're just not going to do that. But I need you guys to be aware of that and still understand it has to be organized. If you got to stand in line, you got to stand in line. But, you know, I'll stand in line 6 hours a day, probably, you know, for $1 million. I'll just stand right there and wait my turn. If I know when I walk out of here today, I got $1 million in my hand or in the bank, because you're not going to have it in your hand, and I can walk out. Okay? So that's the first thing. The second thing is, we tell you there are going to be some limits to the exchange. Well, our government just did 196 billion in treasury notes that they transferred yesterday. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, whatever you're doing, it's clacking. Okay. 196 billion they transferred yesterday so that this thing can go through. So they could raise their limits to what we told you, the regional limits instead of each bank. Now, even though they raise their limits and they're saying now there is no limit on the dong, there is no limit on the dinar, there is no limit on the rupiah, there's still limits.
Right?
They can say there's no limit, you know, we're going to do what we can do because we just got this $250 billion put in our system so that we can do more. There's still a limit. There's always limits. And understand, if you can't get all of yours done, they'll do it tomorrow or the next day. And again, 80% of you, don't even have to worry about this, because you're going to be covered. There's only those guys with those ridiculous amounts of dinar and dong and them that are running through that problem as far as that. Now, everybody, because there's 7-8 million people, may run into the problem that the bank has done all they can do today. When you go to that particular bank, you could stand in line for 4 hours, 5 hours, and you get up to the counter and they say, that's all we can do today because we reached our limit for the day. Or, you know, we don't have another $7,000 left to give you because we've given it out all today and we don't get our delivery until tomorrow. I didn't say that was going to happen. It's a possibility depending on which bank that you go to. But no, they're not doing it because of you. They're doing it because of the system or their capabilities at that location. And still, each one of those may be different. Nothing to get upset about and nothing to start new arguments about. It surely is not nothing to get your name put on the list for. Trust me. Just come back the next day and then do what you need to do. Once we know it's live, that's all we need to know, because then everybody can go in and just get theirs. And you guys who are listening right now, you guys who are TNT members, internet members, really shouldn't have to worry about it, because if you're really smart, you're going to go in there before you tell all your friends, because y'all going to be going to the same bank. Say, let me go get mine and experience it, everything else, see what it's like, and then send the load in there to go. And it's 6-7 million people. You're going to hear about it first. So you won't experience this as bad as they will as far as wait, come back, and we're going to make an appointment for you, that kind of thing. But regardless when it happens, we want to be reasonable and sensible people about it, because we know tomorrow's another day and it's going to happen again. They're going to do exchanges until they get everybody through. That's what they're going to do, as long as there's not any chaos. Okay. So before, there were limits on each currency. You're only limited now by the branch that you go to, because each zone is going to have their own limit based on their largest bank. I forgot what you call it. But then each branch is going to have their limit based on what their delivery was that day, how much currency they got, actual currency, so they can give you your $7,000 to walk out with that everybody's going to want probably, and based on what the region is doing. Okay, so know that. All right, what's next? We'll go through that part. I know there's something else in there.
No, I think you covered everything that
I
could think of that needed to be covered regarding that.
All right. So since there's no limit, this is what I would do if I was you guys. I was going to do it when there was a limit, so I'll do it if there's not a limit. Depending on, you know, if they tell you it's a limited number of currencies you can do or how much they have, I would look at doing my ZIM note because it's a flat rate. I know what that rate is going to be. Whatever it comes out at, whatever that day, I don't have to worry about that changing. If I can only do 100 trillion this month or this 90 days, let me get that out the way. So I'm done with that regardless of what happens. Then I would start doing my other currencies with two things in mind. First mouse, second mouse, third mouse, which I would definitely keep in mind. Or I don't care because I know how to make put my money to work and make my money make money. Because that's your two options. But you have to decide which one you're going to do. All right. What was next on that list?
just so folks know that me and you are not always on the same page, I'm doing the exact opposite with my ZIM.
So are you going to hold
I'm going to hold it. I'm going to hold it and see what happens first and see how that floating rate floats. But that just shows how there's different ways to go about it, folks. There's not one only way to do it. And you all are going to have your own thoughts and ideas as well. Let's see, our 800 number stuff is the same. The only new information we have is Canada is going to have three 800 numbers, one for each one of its, divisions.
Zones,
I think Canada is divided into three segments, so they have 800 number for each segment, but multiple lines. But so there will be three 800 numbers that will be posted for Canada to use. And as far as the U.S., we know that there's going to be at least 12, one for each district, and some districts may have multiple numbers that will be posted as well. So when we post that information, we're looking to post a list of numbers, not just one or two numbers from our information. That's how the 800 number distribution is going to be.
Okay, so let me say this.
So, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Oh, all right.
Yes.
So some people are listening. I'm just trying to do this easiest way we can. So they have an option, and we don't know which one they're going to do. And create a site with all the numbers and zones and stuff on there themselves, or send us all the numbers and zones, and we have to put it up, and you have to go out there and do it. So I prefer if they create their own site and we'll just direct people to their site where all the numbers are. And you can go look up your state or your zone and then find the 800 number that you're supposed to do. Now, for two reasons, I want to do that. That way we don't mess it up. You guys are listening. And your bandwidth is greater than ours, so the sites don't get shut down out there. I don't care if you got five gurus posting the numbers. Believe me, 8 million people are all trying to find out if I shouldn't call that number, which they shouldn't. Your bandwidth is greater than ours. So I just want to put that out there so we can direct you there so we don't run into that problem. All right, go ahead. You were saying something.
Okay, I was just getting some help from members. So the three areas are, I guess they're called territories because they're not provinces because there's 10 provinces in Canada. So we're going to say three territories that are going to have 800 numbers, and then they'll break out from there. I think that's pretty much it from on that regard.
All right.
the Anthazim information coming. So I guess now we'll.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, guys. We're supposed to get the 800 numbers and the information. And our information is they have been passed out to everyone except for us. And by us, I'm saying the other gurus, the people that are on the list to get them to you. Now, speech, each district has their 800 numbers. They were passed out to them by the feds. So actually, the feds have them. We know who, well, we think we know who, one of two agencies that are supposed to contact us when it's done. We're not getting it from the banks. We're supposed to get it from a government agency to send to us. And that's what we're waiting on. And we don't know when that's going to be. I don't know if it's today, tomorrow, Thursday, or Friday. I know what they think. But every time I tell you what they think or what they say a window is, people get excited. And I don't, because the window changes 3 or 4 times a day. And then people get depressed. And I don't want you to get depressed. I do want you to know everything is being done step by step to make this happen. I still feel good about it. It didn't happen yesterday like it was supposed to. And this morning when we were doing our call, I said, well, what are we looking at? And he said, well, shoot, we were looking at yesterday, so we don't know what you're looking at. It just didn't happen, though. But we were looking at yesterday. Well, okay, well, so were we. What are we looking at today, though? Well, we'll let you know after we have the meetings today. Okay. So, but we know we're still there. As far as Iraq goes, because Ray did tell you guys about Iraq, and guys, you've been doing this long enough. You know how the news comes out. One day it says this, the next day just the opposite, the next day the opposite. We've gotten 5, 6 articles here that say everybody loves each other. They got agreements, they're going to vote. Kurds are now outside, they're going to vote, and this is going to go through. And then we get articles right after that that says they're walking out. They're never going to be apart. They're going to create their own government. From their government officials that we talked to, people who are that even this morning, just so you guys know, they said this thing is over. Don't even worry about it. They're trying to accomplish something else by what you're seeing. That's what you're worried about. Now, we got people over there, citizens, who are looking at the TVs, who are involved in it, and are saying it's terrible. They're fighting like cats and dogs. They're walking out on each other, and we're about to have civil war. So you just have to look at it and know that that's following the same process that's been followed for 10 years. Glass half full, glass half empty. We're going to do something one day. But as long as people on this side are pushing it, our banking people and that, and they're totally telling us on this side, they don't care what's happening in Iraq. Has nothing to do with the RV, has nothing to do when we do this. We are processing it along, and it's going to happen. Now, in Iraq, they've honestly told us, too, some of the people, look, we've done everything we can do. We've done everything we're supposed to do. As far as getting this out, our cards are loaded. Our system is loaded. We even told people what the number is going to be. We're waiting on you guys. You're holding up the world. And I have heard that the U.S. is holding up the world from getting this once again. Now, but it's not been because they didn't want to. It's been because this system, that system, we got all the way down here to the bottom ready to go, and some of the banks didn't do what they said they were going to do, didn't do what they were supposed to do. So 2 weeks ago, they identified to us some banks that had a problem and caused the system a problem. This morning, again, they identified some banks where the system didn't go through on Sunday. Now, did that stop the whole process? I don't know. They said Ray tell you that they worked it out. We're still not standing in line at the bank for whatever reason. But we do know the money was transferred yesterday, which had to be done to change the limits. so they wouldn't run into that problem. I don't know what else they're trying to resolve before they let this go, but that was a big thing that they thought was going to cause a problem among the people, so they tried to wipe that problem out. Now the only problem is how many people they can process each day without those other people standing in line acting the fool or getting mad because they've been standing there all day, which we hope won't happen. Because you go to the teller, act right, and they're going to try and get through as fast as they can. All right? All right, let's go. I think that was it. Unless somebody want me to
okay.
say something else.
All right, I guess we'll go to some of the questions. We've covered all the information that I can remember that we wanted to cover.
All right.
All right, we'll take a few questions that may force us to cover some additional things.
Okay.
Let's see. Hungarian Woman 1, I guess that's what that is. Yes, says, it has been a while since we have heard about the bank employees exchanging their currency as being prohibited. Has that changed since time has gone by and the employees have been finding out about this and buying it? I have a couple of friends who are personal bankers that still are fearful of exchanging their currency and asked me to ask that question.
Well, I guess that's the answer then. If they're scared to ask their own boss, then they haven't been notified that they can do it. Because the only ones I know who signed saying that they didn't have dinar and they weren't going to buy dinar were people at the call center and people at the exchange center. So, and I guess any wealth managers that were already involved in it, who had the information ahead of time. Tellers, and just people in the bank, I've never known them to have to sign that because they were always told this was going to be a scam. Well, it was a scam. Well, there was a dinar scam going on anyway. So I know a bunch of them have bought dinar. Now, I don't know what their plans are when this happens, if they need anybody's permission or anything, but I haven't heard of them coming to any of the exchange people, call center people, or wealth managers that I talk to telling them, now they can go out and buy it. So told those guys, just hold on till after it's live, then ask the question, because then it won't matter.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
All right.
Let's see. NEO. There has been a lot of discussion about the districts. Number one. I do have to say that this is the first time that I'm confused about the information, the 12 districts. I just want to know if our phone number or address is what determines our district. No, your zip code is going to determine your district. So when you call in, and of course now, if you're calling into the wrong district, you won't be able to place the call. From what we've been told, I gave you guys the district map so that you can see the states that are in the various 12 districts. You can see where you are as far as a federal district is concerned. If you're not exactly sure from looking at the map, some members have already learned that they can just call the bank and ask what federal district is it, and they'll tell you. But your zip code is going to determine where you're going, but the phone call that you make, if you're in the right district, it will go through. If you're not, it won't. That's what we're being told. Number two, are we going to be restricted permanently to our district even after the rush is over? Ray made a statement and was understood that we would be able to go to another district once the rush was over. Golly gee whiz, I don't remember making that statement. But I do remember saying you cannot jump from one district to the other. And that's what we were told, that you have to exchange in the district upon which you lived. Anything else on that, Tony?
Yeah, you have to exchange, what we were told, in the district that you have lived 182 days. So if you live in District 2 and the RV happens on Friday and you move to District 8 on Monday, you are out of your district. According to the information we got, they're going to ask you, where have you lived for the last 182 days of this year or most of that year? That's the district you're supposed to exchange in. Okay?
Okay.
So that shouldn't be hard. Everybody know they lived for the last 6 months plus 2 days. That's where you're supposed to exchange. If you want to exchange in another district, you move over there, you wait 6 months, and you exchange in that district. That's my understanding.
Me too. Okay. And if it's different, we'll get some different information, I'm sure. This is from Larry C. Last week, Tony mentioned we are dealing with the Treasury because everything is done. So if that is the case, is the Treasury the entity that is holding everything up? Why are we interested in what Iraq, the Kurds, and so on are doing? Thanks for everything.
Well,
you said that last week. Anyway,
I don't know, but if I do, I'll tell you guys. The banks have it. The banks are—they said over the weekend they were having their final meetings to get ready. You'll know. Sunday banks are closed. Monday banks are closed. There were people at banks. People I've talked to personally went to banks. Cars in the parking lots. Sunday, Monday. We got people that send us the information, notes on the doors at the bank saying teletraining. I know there was teletraining because I know the person at the bank. So exactly what they were doing, getting ready for this event. Okay. So whether they're ready to go or not, because they keep saying one more thing, we have been told several times that they're going to put out the 800 numbers, which apparently over the weekend they did to all the districts. We're just waiting for ours. So I'll just say we are told that it will either come from the Treasury or the Feds, one or the other. So that's who we're waiting to give it to us. I don't expect you to get it from a bank unless every one of the banks send it to us. So whoever... Oh. whoever we get it from, but that's who we are told to be looking for, and that's it. They're not going to force the banks, guys, into doing something the banks tell them we're not ready to do or we're not capable of doing at this moment in time and ruin everything. They got to be both sides or all three sides saying ready, yes, ready, yes, ready, yes. If one of them says no because we want to change the system or we want to change the way we're doing it at the last minute or we really don't have the finances to do what you guys are asking us to do because we never thought this was really going to happen. Because we got that again this morning. Just so you guys know. So they're just like you. A lot of bankers, a lot of wealth managers never thought this was really going to happen. And now that it is, well... We didn't look at this. We didn't look at that. But anyway, not to downplay it. When the Treasury sends us the numbers, I guess that's when we're going to go to the bank. And they are pushing for this to go. They are pushing for the banks to go. They're pushing for them to do everything they need to do because they want this to go now. They're ready to get started. All right?
Okay. Be a blessing and found treasures one. You're going to kind of be grouped together in this and probably some others as I go down the list. So we want to make one more statement on the Zim and hope, and this should cover a lot of the different questions. Guys, the 100 and the 50 notes. Those eight series are what we're told are being accepted initially. They never said that that's the only thing that they're ever, ever, ever going to accept. So the 20s, the 10s, the 5s, and the 1s, we have suggested you hold on to those and wait and see. Sooner or later, they will probably be accepted. So whatever plans that you had for those notes, continue with those plans. Don't discard anything. Don't throw anything away. Don't think that it's now worthless because somebody said something in the chat room about they're no longer having any more value. We're just giving you the information that's coming to us on the initial. Things could change a week into this exchange process. So take the information we're giving you as this is what we're going to be working with first, but not the only thing. And I hope that answers all the questions of what do I do with this other notes, and I was going to give this to that one and that one, and now who do I give this to? Just wait. They waited this long. They can't wait another couple of days, a couple of weeks. Then you may still be able to do what you were originally planning to do. My advice to all of you is don't get rid of or give anything away that you weren't planning to get rid of and give away anyway. Other than that, wait a few days and let's see what happens. We have to stop rushing to judgment and trying to make every decision before we know every situation. You want to comment on that, Tony?
Nope.
Is that sufficient?
Yep.
Okay, I'm skimming over some of these questions now because some are district-related stuff that we addressed already. Crowley Holmes says, with the banks increasing their reserves, can they give us more than $7,000 at the first appointment? Do we still have to wait 48 hours to access the rest of our money?
They are not going to increase the cash amount because they've already done that just to get enough people through. Because, you know, they did a couple years ago, and even today we were told some banks have tripled the amount that they're leaving in the bank just to get people through. So when they figured $7,000 was enough for you to use for a day walking out the bank with, hopefully you will have people at the tellers are going to use their accounts or have accounts open already. You have a bank card there that you can use to do it with. Okay? People talking to private bankers, wealth managers, when you go through your appointment, you know you got millions of dollars. They're going to give you a black card. I think if it's over 25, and you can use that to do everything that you need to do. So they decided $7,000 is enough for any individual that day. Now, you got money in your account. It shouldn't be held up. So you can go back to the bank and go over to one of the regular bankers or one of the regular tellers and withdraw cash if that's what you need. Okay, the whole thing behind this is electronic. They want you to use your card. They want you to use wires. They want you to use your checking account, not just for convenience, because initially they're going to try to track this money, see where it's going. So let's do that. Okay?
Okay. Let's see. We have a question from English White Knight regarding 800 numbers for the UK, United Kingdom. I guess that's what the UK they're referring to. So we're submitting the information on if there's any 800 number for UK. We will post that as well. Volmer776, have you heard what the rate might be for the rupiah? My family have been asking me, and I heard you talk about all the rest but rupiah. All right. The rupiah rates that have been the most constant have been $1.08 and $1.25. What is this? Filios? Okay. I don't know what that one is. Filios dial something. Anyway, let me read the question. Tony, if I gifted currency to a family member or friends and I don't know their history and homeland finds something in their past, do I receive the currency back or will they take it?
I have no idea, guys. I have no idea at all. So, I don't know. I'm just going to tell you, I don't have any idea. You gifted it to them, they go there. They're going to treat it as theirs, I would think. And it's just gone because you gave it away. So they're not going to trace it all the way back like that. I wouldn't if I was them. So I don't know what they're going to do. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Again, guys, the ZIM limit is not $10 million. It's 100 trillion ZIM, not $10 million. Okay, let me get to this next question.
Let me do this real quick.
Okay.
Guys, we gave you the example of $10 million because we said the rate was 10 cents, 6010. That's where the $10 million came from. If it's 6014, then it's $14 million. If it's 6018, then it's $18 million. So what you have to concentrate on is the rate, whatever it is, and 100 trillion ZIM. That's what you can exchange during your first exchange. Okay?
Okay. I'm reading these questions. There was 46 here when I opened this up. And I know we are not going to get through those, but I'm trying to find the more universal ones. Let's see. Another UK question. Okay, 1 second. Okay, I just keep seeing ZIM stuff. We've covered a lot of this. Let's go to some live people. We're already 10 minutes after the hour. I knew I wasn't going to get to 40 questions anyway. But we'll see what some of the live members may have for us. And 865 Tennessee, you're first up.
Hi, Ray, and hi, Tony. Appreciate all these little nuggets that you always share with us. If I may, just for clarification and the like, early on, Tony, you had talked about, did we share that quadrillion thing, and Ray had said no. But then later on, you came back and referenced the money transfers of 196 billion Treasury notes. Was that answering your own question?
Well, yeah, then I shared it. But I didn't know if we shared it earlier. Yeah,
right. I just wanted a clarification that that was what you were, because that's what I was taking it to be, but then I thought, no, am I connecting too many dots and the like? So I appreciate that, because there had been a few questions along those lines as well. The contract rates, the status of that, can you give us, please, an update on where those stand and if there are any contract rates even left?
You know what? That's kind of a sore point with me. So I wanted to wait and see, because I haven't discussed it with the people I need to discuss it with. But let me tell you guys this. So I got to decide on that. Because that's a whole nother animal, and I got people looking at it, and somebody needs to call me, because that's, you know, we're trying to do this as smooth as possible, but that
right.
might cause a problem. All right.
Okay.
So I'm not ready to talk about that yet, guys. I will tell you this. You know you're supposed to get contract rates. You know they told me a certain percentage of people, our people, would get contract rates. And I'm looking for that percentage. Now, whether it's up or down, I have to see, but we'll see. I will find out before we make this 800 number call, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Good evening. All right. I appreciate that, and I know that you probably have a lot of other callers out there, so I won't keep asking other questions because one question will lead to another. So let me just close out with Vegas, 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 and all the shun words, and counting the days for our 10-day post-RV pay-it-forward TNT, super fantastic, project. Appreciate it ever so much. And thanks for all the info that you shared with us. Have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Wait for the next question. Wait a minute.
Yes.
For you guys that know or don't know, we've always wanted to do a pay it forward type thing from TNT members on the 10th day after the RV is activated. Everybody go out and give somebody the biggest tip they ever gave them or, you know, give them some money, help them in their struggles or life, just kind of pay it forward. And we wanted to post it on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and everywhere so that other TNT members would know that you are doing it. It is, in fact, happening in that. So I'm going to ask people who've been here long enough, people who know, I wanted to set up something with, you know, something we could do. And I don't know because I'm trying to figure it out. So I'm asking you guys to help me. I want to do something for people who give $1,000 tips, who give $5,000 tips, who give $10,000 tips, something like that. I hope everybody does something, $100, $200, $500, just to pay it forward, to just do the right thing. We're all going to be blessed with this when it happens, so at least do that. But I'm trying to set up something special for those people, a special meeting, special group, special investment, something. So I'm going to need you guys' help with that. Okay, go ahead. Just call Ray and tell him what you think. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, all right. Take that chance if you want to. Wind up being put on the blacklist. Also, we did hear from our sources regarding the 800 numbers for the United Kingdom. We will have those. I don't have detail for you now, UK members, but there is an 800 number for you. And we will present it when we receive it. Okay.
Okay, let me
314.
Hold on one second. Somebody just sent me a text saying pay it forward. It's supposed to be anonymous, but I see people give tips all the time and I see who they are. And actually, usually the waitress or somebody else will put it on their Facebook and look at the tip I just got from this guy, that guy, especially, you know, famous people. They just left me this tip. But here's the thing, guys. This is for TNT and we had a thing where you could put TNT super fantastic on the receipt or something so people would know it was a TNT member doing it and we could just have this great day. I came up with the 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, but I'd have to know who you are in order for me to do something or create something for that. But if you guys don't want to do that, it's okay with me too. It's just something I thought I could do for people who do something special like that. But we can go without it. But on the 10 days, you need to put TNT something. TNT super fantastic. Tell a person they're super fantastic. I do want TNT people to know that we did this. It was us.
Mm-hmm.
On that day 10, this is what we created in the world by giving back for our opportunity. All right, go ahead.
Okay, 314 area code, Missouri, you're on.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I'm so glad I got on the call. I wanted to get some clarification from the two of you regarding the private banker, because we're sending out an email to all of the people who we've told about this. A private banker is somebody that has $1 million and under $10 million U.S. dollars. Is that correct?
They will go to a private banker, yes.
Okay. And then under $1 million, they go directly to the teller. Is this going to the first two lead banks, Wells Fargo and I'm assuming Bank of America? or is it to any bank? Because the people with under 1 million may not have accounts at Wells Fargo or Bank of America, and the teller can't open one for them because she won't have enough time.
I didn't set the system up. I'm just telling you how it's set up. Okay. So I agree with you. I don't know what all these people that don't have any bank accounts, but this is where they're supposed to go. And they don't have time to open a bank account for them. And some of them, they're not going to want to open a bank account for it anyway. But I was told they have to at least exchange everybody, and then they can close their accounts. And maybe that's what they do. They cause more confusion, say you need to go over here and open an account first. So now we got an open account line and two standing in the line. I would try my bank where I have an account first.
Okay.
I would try it. And if it didn't work, then you got to fall in the cattle line.
Okay. I brought this up just in case the people that are listening may come up with some solution. On the private banker, okay, the districts and the 800 numbers, aren't those just for 10 million U.S. dollars and above?
That's the only person that needs them.
That's it. So a person that goes to a private banker and may have 8 million does not need to be concerned about a district because they're going to go wherever they're at. Is that correct?
They're going to go to the bank, is what we were told. They're going to go to the teller or to that bank, and they're going to make an appointment with them for the private banker. So I don't see any need for them to call the 800 number either. Because that's how it was explained to us. So unless they change it and say private bankers and wealth managers, people call the 800 number, but it was explained to us 10 million and above are the ones who need to call the 800 number.
Okay, and do you...
Based on this new system. Go ahead.
Thank you. Has anybody said anything from the banks or anywhere about sellers having some kind of paper or statement that says that 15% tax has already been taken off by the government or whatever, so that you would have that to take to your tax accountant?
No, they have not. And, yes, they do need to come up with something, and I don't know what, because we haven't heard. They'll probably have something, you know, at the private banker level and the wealth manager level. I don't know what's going to be at the teller level.
Okay. They can ask and see. Like, nothing hurts but a try.
That's right. You're asking great questions. Great questions.
Thank you. One other thing, I don't know if you're still in touch with Pam in D.C., but I just wanted to let them know that we all appreciate all the work they did.
Absolutely. I will pass it on to them.
Okay, I think.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
No, the zip code, my friend, the zip codes are only for the 800 numbers. Thank you so much for your help, Ray and Tony. I appreciate all you've done. And we already have the book about the first mouse, second mouse, and third mouse.
Okay.
Okay. Who moved my cheese? All right. Thank you.
Yeah, like the cheese. Thank you.
All righty. Right. Bye-bye. Okay, that takes us to Florida. 239 area code. 239 Florida, you are on. Okay, they hung up or changed their mind or did something. So we'll go to 303 Colorado, you are on.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good morning.
Greetings.
I've been on for 2 hours in hopes that I could challenge 865 or 404. To see how long she was on before before you took her call. Anyway, just know everybody that you got to be on the call for a while to be selected for a chat. And if you're not willing to do that, please don't whine. Anyway, I am still confused on double dipping. I guess it's a hammer that I just don't want to be subjected to. For instance, I have a layaway, and we're going to assume for the conversation that RV comes in, and I do an exchange with what I do have in hand already, and then use some of those proceeds to redeem the layaway. Is that double dipping?
You know, you already have the layaway. You already paid it down. At one point, years ago, they were not going to allow you to use that money to buy your layaway. You had to use some other money to do it with. But I don't know what it is now because they're changing everything. When we initially talked about double dipping, though, so you guys know, we were talking about if they did the dinar by itself and then tell you they're going to do the dong 5 days later or them or something, and so then everybody would take that dinar money and go and buy every other currency out there. And they were not going to let that happen. Okay. So I guess there is no issue with double dipping anymore. But I could tell you guys how to do it if you want to do it. But no. But anyway, they're saying there's no issue with double dipping. So don't worry about it.
Well, it just seems that if they have limits as to what you may be able to exchange in any given day and you come back a couple days later, what would prevent you from taking some of the cash that you get on the first visit to buy some more currency? I mean, how would that be a argument to say you're not allowed to do that?
Okay, so let's go through it. The dinar is at $4, right?
Yep.
And I go and I exchange a million dinar and I get $4 million.
Right.
What am I going to buy with that $4 million? Some more dinar at $4?
Well, if you can get it at $4, I can't imagine that the market would still be $4 a couple of days later, but, you know, let's say it does.
Okay, but why would you buy $4 worth of for $4?
Well, that's the key. Is it at $4 or is it still at something that's motivating a price for you to buy it in anticipation of turning around and going to the bank in exchange for $4?
Okay. If the rate on Forex is $4, the rate at every exchanger is going to be $4. They're not going to sell it lower than Forex. They're not going to sell it lower than what you bought it for. That's not going to happen. They would be losing money, giving you millions of dollars. So it doesn't work that way. So what else could I possibly do?
Well, that's what I'm anticipating, that the market will determine whether or not you have an incentive to take any of the exchange proceeds and turn around and buy more currency, unless we have some prognostication that says that the dinar or the dong might float up in the months to come.
Okay. So let's do it again, right? Because you're on to something, and I really want to tell you how to do it, but they'll get mad at me. But you're kind of there. You're just like, let me see.
Tony, I'll come in and protect you, so go ahead.
Yeah, okay, right. Okay. So,
brother or little brother?
The dinar, what?
I say, is Ray your bigger brother or little brother?
Ray is my younger brother.
Oh, is he little or bigger? Come on, man.
Look. Well, he's littler than I am, and he's younger than I am. So he might be an inch taller than I am, but he's smaller than I am.
All right,
but,
okay.
Here's the thing. If you go to exchange the dinar for $4, the rate is only going to go up from there. So why would I go back and buy it? Because now I got to pay more than I just got for it. And I could have just left it there and wait for the rate to go up. Right? So
yes.
That don't make sense.
Okay.
So
right.
That's not what I should do. What I should do is anytime I'm exchanging something, I should look for a lower currency that might go up.
Right. And just to segue for a moment to the lady from Missouri that just spoke, I can't imagine that you walk up and you're going to, let's say, exchange for $1 million and you don't have an account and you go through all the paperwork and blah, 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 when there are a whole bunch of Tonys and Rays behind you ready to go on a restless rampage if the line doesn't begin to move. So I'm hoping that they have a number of tellers ready to receive these people.
Me too, because, you know, out of 8 million people, I mean, out of people who have the NAR and everything else, I'm sure there's a lot of them who don't bank at Wells Fargo or Bank of America or Chase or wherever those are, that bank at credit unions, safe credit unions, federal credit unions, that bank at the smaller banks, but are going to go there to exchange. I don't know how, I mean, during the 800 number, I did understand how everybody was going to do that, and they were going to do accounts and even 30-day accounts and move your money, because that's what I was told they were going to do with a bunch of people. Your account's good for 30 days. You need to find somewhere to put your money. The way they're talking about doing it now, I mean, we keep saying we want this to be smooth as possible, but we keep coming up with things that are going to obstruct just that from happening. But we'll see.
All right. Well, thank you ever so much for all that you've done. And all I can say is I give you some brotherly hugs if I could. But, hey, Vegas, 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 and we'll look forward to shaking hands with you somewhere. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Next up, California, 951 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon, Ray and Tony.
Hey.
Greetings.
How are you?
Hey. Hey, good. Let's go back to this example that you just gave, because I want to clarify that. I mean, you said that, you know, you go out and you get $4 million, and let's say you go out and buy Dong. Okay, let's complete this transaction. That is double dipping. That is illegal, correct? Or tell me that you said, I'll tell you how to do it, and I'm all ears. So talk to me.
No, that is not illegal. And they are not concerned about double dipping, is what I'm being told. And the reason is, guys, you got to know what you're doing when you're doing it. Remember, I say a little bit of information is a dangerous thing. So
I'll
tell
here,
you
go
how to
ahead.
Do it and make a couple extra. Yeah, but there's 8,000 people on this call right now.
Right, right.
That's okay. A little bit of information is a dangerous thing. And everybody try to play that game who doesn't
right,
know how
right.
to do Forex, who doesn't know how to watch the market, who don't know
right.
who's looking for it, somebody will get hurt. But
yeah,
for those with the experience and know what they're doing, you could make an extra million, $2 million in a day.
Yeah, right, right.
But
okay. I hear what you're saying. So, second question. Can we get some updates on the ZIM, Dong, and Dinar for pricing? Just approximate. I know it changes. I understand that. Is the Dinar still looking at about $4 somewhere in there?
$4 in there. The Dong is still at this is what I tell everybody. As far as the Dong is concerned, you know, it was 47 cents for years, guys, and that's the rate I would count on, 47 cents. Even
right.
though, I'll tell you, on the bank screens, they got $1.97. And, you know, and our insider people say, well, it's probably going to be $1.57 when it actually comes out. That's still just crazy to me, but I'll take it. So
okay.
the ZIM, we know, will be from 11 cents to 22 cents.
Okay. So still, the ZIM is still at least at 11 cents, though, correct, right now?
Yeah, I'll say it's at 11 cents.
11 cents, okay. And then one other clarification. If I'm in line, I get $1 million, and I get $7,000 in cash, 10% of that is readily available for me, and then I still have to wait 24 to 48 hours to get the balance in my account. Is that correct?
It's going to be in your account, but it's going to be pending for it to become available.
Yeah, but after that, after 48 hours, and the full 100, the whole million will be available to me then.
Be available, yes.
Okay. All right. That's good. Thank you very much. I'll let the next caller go, and I appreciate the information, guys. All right?
All right.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, have a good day now.
Okay.
All right.
610, G-Man in PA. You're on.
Good afternoon.
Hey, we'll come. Oh.
Morning, Tony. Thank
hey,
you
sir.
For taking the call.
Hey, how are you?
Very good. Very good. Ray, do you want me to do a short plug?
Sure. Okay.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and those of you who did not know, all of these calls that Ray and Tony faithfully do for us need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to pay for the calls. You can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Again, please make your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Remember today, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be very glad that you did. And again, Ray and Tony, thank you very much for all that you do. Thank you to your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to the 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and the meeting facilities will be available to us post-RV. Thank you to the committee who gives you the information to give to us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 verification, negotiation, diversification, unification, relaxation, vacation, and rally, rally, rally. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, guys. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Hey,
you're
what's the zip code again? Because I'm going to – I forgot who that was. Who the cable.
Area code?
Yeah, 610. Okay. I'm going to try to remember that for now. All right. I thought he was going to ask the question.
Okay. Let's see. That takes us to Illinois, 773.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ray Wren. How are you, sir?
Hey there. I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm doing very well. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good morning. I am super fantastic. How's your day?
My day is going very well. Thank you. Thank you for asking. Well, I had a quick question on, you were talking about when we call the 800 number, and you were saying there are three things that we are going to be asked. You gave number one, we were going to ask about, we were going to be asked who our bank was, and you gave some options there. And then you gave number two, you said the limits for exchange, and that's when we got the $196 billion being transferred. But I did not get number three. What was number three?
Things that they're going to ask when you call the 800 number?
No, when we call the 800 number, they're gonna ask us three things, you said. And you gave us one thing, two things, but no three thing.
Well, what you just described as two thing wasn't the number two thing that they're going to ask you.
Yeah, that's why she threw me off.
Well, that's what I wrote for number two.
They're going to ask you who you are, identification. They're going to ask for your zip code, and they're going to ask how much currency you have so they know how to send you to the right location.
Okay.
Now, The difference is I talked to one of the people at the call center, and they seem to think they're just worried about how much denial you have. But when we talk to the people above the call center, they're saying they want to know what your total currency is. So,
well, I would hope so, because there's a lot of people out here that don't have, that don't even have dinar.
That's
there's
right.
A lot of people out here that don't even have dinar. They just have, you know, one or the other currency. A lot of people, you know, zoomed in on the Zim. So if they don't have dinar, then they don't. They wouldn't even need to call if that was the case.
I agree with you. So we will see. But we have the people, we have their ear. Let me say that. So, good question.
Okay. And the other question that I didn't get any clarification on was the second caller. She asked you a couple questions, but I didn't hear the answer to the question. She says, the people that have under a million that go to a teller, will the people go to only the two lead banks, or can they go to any bank? Or were all the people that are just going to a teller with under a million?
They have two lead banks for people to go to.
Okay.
That's how this is supposed to get started. But what
right.
I said, if you already have a bank, as I always say, then call your own bank and see what they'll do for you. If they say, we're not able to do it yet,
mm-hmm.
you have to wait 10 days or 2 weeks before we can start, then go to the two lead banks.
Okay. And if those two, well, if the two lead banks aren't in the area, I know they will have affiliates, so that's not a problem. Okay. And then the other one was, I thought we were told earlier that we could only exchange within our district and we can't be district hopping and you have to stay somewhere 182 days. And that's your district. So the people with less than a million, does that apply for them as well, or can they go to any district and exchange with only the teller?
Good question.
That was her question, but I didn't hear you answer that.
No, I didn't think that was her question, was it? But
it was her
good question.
No, it was her good question. It was her good question.
I don't know, because you're going to walk up, you're going to
okay.
establish your account. Oh, okay. I guess Ray's going to
Here's what's
again.
Coming. Yeah, here's what's okay. coming, what we've been saying pretty much. Where your address is the district you exchange in, period.
Okay. Period.
Exactly.
Okay.
Even if you
That's
walk
what
up
they're giving
the
us, they give you.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
okay.
Exchange in your district.
Okay. Okay. I got it now.
Now if you don't want to do that, send me your currency and I'll exchange for you in my district.
You are who? Ray who?
I didn't say you were going to receive it. Okay. I said I'll exchange it for you in my district.
Do I know you? No. All right. Well, thank you for that okay. clarification. I do appreciate all that you gentlemen do. For us, for this community, can't wait to meet you, Mr. Tony. I've met Mr. Ray before, and I would like to see him again as well. But I can't wait to meet you, Mr. Tony. And thank you so much for all you do, and I will bow out, and we will go on with this wonderful call. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All righty, have a good day, everyone.
All right.
Okay, and this is our, 649 area code, so somebody out of the country.
Is that
me? A New Zealand person? That's you.
Well, hello from tomorrow.
Hello.
Okay, how are you?
Yeah, it is tomorrow, isn't it? Well, Sheriff Ray
hey,
and...
Are the 800 numbers out over there yet?
Nope.
Since you said
no,
hello
I'm
tomorrow, I just thought I'd ask. Oh, okay.
I will tell you that it's kind of interesting that in the last couple of days, I purchased some more currency, and it went from just giving my name and phone number to my passport, my U.S. address. Was I planning on traveling? I mean, the details that were being filled, that I had to fill in for them, has increased significantly. So I've taken from that that they are they're paying more attention and tracking what's going on, not only just I'm sure in the U.S. But elsewhere as well, and so hence here in New Zealand. So I found that to be quite interesting because it used to be simple, just a matter of a minute, and pay them, and that was that. And now it's significantly more information. One question I have. In the past, you've said that if I wanted to go in with a friend who maybe for whatever reason just wanted moral support, are they going to allow an additional person to go in to not even participate, but just to sit in for the exchange? Is that going to be allowable, do you think?
Not for moral support. No, I don't think so. There has to be a legitimate reason for you to be in there doing that transaction.
What might a legitimate reason be if we're looking for one?
You're their guardian. You're their attorney.
Okay, so something legal.
Something legal, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. I was thinking, too, and I'd like to know your take on this, because my original home bank is in one state, but my address that I've lived at for more than 180 days is in another. So regardless of where my home bank is, I'll have to travel to my address in order to make the exchange in that area. Do I understand that correctly?
Yeah. So most banks have all your information regardless of where you go. You know, if you have a national bank, not a community bank, okay. But I think their biggest thing is staying in your district, so your home area.
Okay.
All right. As long as it's the same district, you're okay.
When I originally opened my account, it was, like I said, it was in one state, but it's not. I moved since then, and it's been more than that time to another. So, but my home bank is still in my old address, per se. So I'll have to travel to the same bank, but in my permanent address then, as far as that goes.
Do you know if it's in the same district?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's not. It's on the other side of the country.
No. No,
okay, so you're talking outside of the U.S.
No, huh? No,
oh, it's
the East Coast, West Coast.
Okay.
It's just out of the district.
Gotcha.
That's all, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Okay, well, gosh, to my friends in Florida and Sarasota and St. Pete, they now know the answers to the question about whether or not I would be able to go with them. But if it were a family member, do you think that would have any bearing on whether or not I could participate with them?
You know what? That's the thing. You know, financial advisors, professional lawyers, guardians, things like that, or helping people set up their information, I don't think would be an issue. If it's anything other than that, you know, we're just neighbors, best friends, he want me to, you know, do that. I don't think that's what the bank wants to operate with. But two things. You can always call and ask before you go. And nothing beats a failure but a try, because if you go and they say, who is this? Sorry, this is a private transaction. You got to wait in the lobby or you got to wait in the car. So just be prepared to do that.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
Just have your favorite snack with you just in case.
I'm trying to stay away from that. Jeez. Okay, well, hey, Tony, Ray, thanks for everything. And,
yes, sir.
Turn it over to somebody else, and can't wait to get on an airplane and come home.
All right, sir.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Thanks again.
Okay, now.
All right.
Texas 281 area code, you are on.
Hello?
Hello there.
Is this the Dunham Brothers? How you doing, Tony and Mr. Ray? This is the bus lady. How y'all doing?
All right. Texas people, huh?
Yes. Okay. I have a couple of questions, maybe three, but I just want to get an understanding. All right. My first one is, states are considered districts because I'm in Texas, and Texas is in District 11. So anywhere within Texas, when we call that 1-800 number, we can give them the zip code of where we reside. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then they will send us to a bank in our area. Because, and then my other question is, that would be the only thing that would narrow it down, right, by giving them the zip code of where we reside. We couldn't give them a zip code where we want to go, correct?
It's in the same district, I think.
That's what I was thinking. Because if we're in, Texas is a whole district, that means we should be able to go wherever. Well, I can't say we should be, but it seemed like to me it would be where we could give them a zip code wherever within the state of Texas.
Okay. Here's the whole thing. This is how this was set up.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to ask you how much you have. They want to give you your zip code, and then they want to send you to a location that they know close to you, because they're doing it for your convenience, that can handle how much currency you have. Okay?
Okay.
That's how this is all set up. Now, if we want to circumvent all that and say, I don't care. I live in, what's in Texas? I live in Backwater, Texas. Okay, but
really?
I don't want to say right here. I want to go to San Antonio and do mine. Or I want to go there and do, you know, to Dallas and do mine. You know, so
uh-huh.
I can see what the big city looks like or something. then the circumventing. I mean, they were trying to do something for you. And now you're trying to do that for whatever reason. Nobody knows your information, really, but you. The guy on the phone, he doesn't know if you're telling the truth, telling a lot, whatever, until ultimately you get to the bank and you got to fill out your paperwork. And that's what it'll be. If they say,
Okay, well,
so
that's up to you.
Okay.
The reason why I ask that is because, of course, I live in Houston, but when you have family members that are in rural areas, that was the reason why I asked that question. So, okay, I understand. All right, my next question is, so the ones that call the 1-800 numbers will be sent to a specialized location, more than likely, whether it's an exchange center, bank branch, wherever. That limit per bank, because of the regions as well, will still be pertaining to us as far as the limit as much as the amount of currency for U.S. dollars that we can exchange, correct?
I don't know, because I don't even know what you said.
The limit, even though I'm going to call and make an appointment for a 1-800 number because my limit is going to be over $10 million, the amount that I can exchange that day is still going to pertain to me as well, you know, as how much that branch location will be able to give me that day, right?
That branch or that region, yep, still going to reply.
Okay.
Regardless of where you're going, how much you have, just for them, because now they've set it up by regions instead of by branch. But if that branch is out of money, they're out of money. They've already done all they can do by the time you get there. But here's the beauty of this. Because you called that 800 number, because you told them what you had, because you have an appointment, they are already anticipating you.
Right. That was my point. Okay. All right. All right. And then I have two more, really, in a way. All right. So the rates, do you think, I know we've heard over the years where Forex, the rates may not necessarily be on Forex by the time we, the ones that are in the know, like the internet group, go in, but it looks like that may have changed. So do you think that the rates are going to be on Forex before we go to the banks or all at the same time?
Well, you know what, and I've heard both ways. They don't care. Whether it's on Forex, not on Forex, they're going to go first opportunity they can. Whether it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. I've heard that. I know what the best opportunities were for them to go. Before, they wanted 10 days to get us all out the way before it hit Forex, so they didn't have to deal with the changing rates every day. Now we're here, they don't care. They're going to do it at the teller anyway, and that's how it's going to work. And people are going to get what they're going to get because they don't have to negotiate with all those people below $1 million anymore who thought they were going to get a chance to negotiate a rate. That's not going to happen at a teller window.
Okay. And my last question is, we know that we are talking about banks mostly, banking institutions that's going to be exchanging us. But what about the currency exchange kiosk centers like TravelX and all of those types of entities? Will they be exchanging people? And if so, is there a limit of cash amount that you can get and walk out with, or they haven't even thought about that?
Oh, that's tough. And yes, they're going to exchange people just like they do today. But your limit is going to be even less than it is at a bank or anywhere else. They're not writing million-dollar checks and everything like that. It's not going to happen at a local exchange center.
That's what I thought, because I think we kind of heard something to that effect this week about that they will be exchanging. But that's why I asked, what will be the limit for people that may
walk
in?
To join to the subconference, press number of subconference from 1 to 9. Press star to return to the conference.
Okay. I don't know where that
Hello?
Came from. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
To join to the subconference,
oh, wow.
Press number of subconference from 1 to 9. Press star to return to the conference.
Okay. I'll mute out. That's what I wanted to know.
To join to the subconference, press number of subconference from 1 to 9. Press star to return to the...
Okay, Tony, did you lose your connection? You back, Tony? Okay, I think that was his connection. Tony, you there? All right, now I know that he's not there. Let me give him a minute to come back in. And next caller is 702 Nevada.
Good morning.
You're on.
Good morning. So we heard that the ZIMs are going to cap at 100 trillion. So when we call in the 800 number, do we tell them how many we have? And do we just take all that in with us as far as the ZIM?
I am. And when I get there, if they say, well, we're only doing 100 trillion, then okay, here's 100 trillion. I put the rest back in my shirt pocket.
Okay. Or they could offer you to take them and give you a receipt or something. I mean, I heard that, I think, on the last call or something. So is that your understanding as well?
No. No, I don't. They're not going to take anything and give you a receipt for it, not to my knowledge. I'm not going to offer anything with a receipt.
Okay. And then I heard that they got transferred.
Wait a minute.
So much.
Tony wanted to speak on that. Do you think they're going to give you a receipt for something?
Yes. Yes, they actually will.
You talking about an SKR?
Not an SKR.
Go ahead.
But an actual... Okay, this only applies to people that are with the wealth manager or private banker, right? So everybody knows that. So if you have more than they're willing to exchange that day, or you want to leave it, they will. In fact, you can even make arrangements. I want to deposit this in here, and then you can make in agreements. You have to negotiate it yourself and say they'll pay you $200,000 a week or $20 million a week. Or like I told you guys, I had a guy who was getting $800 million a week for 6 weeks because that's how they – now, that was back when you guys knew there was only 2,000 to 5,000 people who were exchanging. Now we're talking about millions. But they will make arrangements. They will give you a receipt for it. And I just went over this with them this morning. So not a safekeeping receipt, but an actual receipt and make an arrangement to deposit so much each week. If you don't want to walk out back out the bank and say, hold it, I just walked in here with 800 trillion notes. It's $80 million, and I don't want to walk back out with it. You can, in fact, do that. I don't know if everybody's going to feel comfortable with it, but, yes, with your wealth manager, they will make some arrangements for you.
So they would write you an agreement in writing, and then you go with that. Okay. And then on the other currency, I know that you said that they had so much funds that were transferred in, and that kind of opened the door to us being able to exchange the dinar, the dong, whatever currency, other currency we have outside of them. So that would mean that there's possibly not a cap, or we don't know until we get there. So if we got X amount of dinar, X amount of the other currencies, you tell them that when you call the 800 number, and then when you go to your appointment, you're not going to know how much they'll actually convert or you know, exchange until you get there?
You won't, because every district is different, first of all. And they were having caps of, you know, $20 million or so. That's all you're going to get. We're going to give every person. But now, because they moved over those $196 billion or however much it was, they were able to raise that. But even though they raised it and said, okay, we're not going to have a set cap. We're going to do all we can do every day. We don't know how much that is. Because,
uh-huh.
Okay, again, it's by region. Again, it's by the banks saying, you know, we only had $40 million delivered today, and no bank is going to have $40 million delivered. So let me just change that. We only had $2 million or $5 million delivered today, and we can give out $7,000 a person. And when it's gone, it's gone. Then we can't do anymore. Or we can only accept what our highest rate is, and they can only accept, you know, $500 million a day. And you're the eighth person in line, or that come through and, hey, we've reached our cap for the day. There is no mandatory individual cap, but each bank in each region will still have a cap that they have to live by. Was that too much?
A little, but we'll review
okay.
it 15 times, and then everybody will get it.
Yeah, you won't know till you get there, that's all. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
But now, his initial question, which I think you missed it, I was receiving it as having an excess of ZIM. And then he was asking, would they give you a receipt for it and hold it? And I was thinking,
okay.
Not. I mean, and I would not do it on account of the rate might change. And I don't want the rate changing, and I've already committed to some pre-exchange.
Which you could, but I did ask that question during this morning's conference, and he said, yes, they will hold it. Yes, they will do an agreement, but do not take an SKR. But you can negotiate an agreement
right.
if you know what you're doing for going back and forth with it. So, again, it's something that can be done, yes.
Okay. Let's see. Who was that? I just... That was Nevada. Let me see. Okay, they got out of line. Let me see. Where was I? Okay, there's Pennsylvania. Did we talk to Florida? I'm trying to get back in line.
They got out of line.
I don't think we did.
Don't make sure they stay in line at the bank, though.
It shifted. 786. Oh, wow, I didn't look at the clock. We'll go ahead and get this one. 786, Florida, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Ray and Tony, how are you guys doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. Listen, the question that I do want to ask, although you say you have to be careful who you give your currency to, whatever, what if you purchase something for the individual and then they take back the receipt? It might be a stupid question. And take back the receipt and get the money back. And these people, you know, want to do something illegal after you have purchased something for them. A big item or whatever. I mean, will it still come back on me?
Let me try and get this right. You purchase something for somebody, and
well,
if they go do something illegal with what you purchased?
No, okay, listen, because you guys say be careful who you give your currency to or whatever, so... it sort of like throws a monkey wrench into what you was going to do for people because you don't really know. So once you, let's say you purchase a gift for them, maybe a big ticket item, let's say a car, for instance, and they, you know, once you pay for it or whatever and they decide they don't want it and they take it back and they, you know, although it's in their name, they want the money back. And then they take that money and do something illegal with it.
No,
will
no,
that
they
come
can't
back
come
on
after
you.
You for that. No, I don't see. No, I can't see how that can come back on you. You did something legitimate, bought them a gift. They took it and got the money. Then you didn't know they were going to do that. Guys, what they're looking for is people that are intentionally or getting financing illegal acts or becoming part of illegal activity and purchasing things like that. You can't control once you've given a car item or bought somebody a house, if they sell it and then they go out and buy, you know, $300,000 worth of drugs with the house, as long as you didn't plan on that happening like that.
Right.
I mean, it's something that just happened. I don't think they can get you for that. But that's not what they're going to be looking for.
Okay. Just needed to, you know, ask that question because you never know. Okay. Basically, that was my question, and you guys have not given up 800 numbers, just the district location and everything, correct?
We do not have 800 numbers yet.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, you guys, and thank you for everything you guys have done and still doing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we good?
All right, sir. Any parting words you would like to leave with the members?
Guys, I really want you to take the first part of this call to heart because that's really the biggest thing with the banks right now is how you react to the different situations. How we're going to act as a group and as a community is their biggest concern. Not once we get the money, but getting to the money itself, getting to the process, that's what they're most concerned with. Our government and everything, I'm sure that they're concerned with what you're going to do afterwards, who's going to benefit from it and everything else. I'll tell you my concern. I'm concerned and hopeful that you're able to keep it and maintain a decent lifestyle and put your money to work and figure out, because I don't care how much you got, there is a way to figure out how to just live off the interest if you do it so you could have this money forever. I mean, forever. I would love to see you have it forever if you plan for that. If not, then it'll be just what they said in 2 years. You'll be broke, and this will be the worst thing that can ever happen. I'll tell you guys to read some books, and I've told you over the years, and I'll tell you to go online, go on your TV, wherever. Look at that show, you know, How the Lottery Changed My Life. You don't want to go and look at lottery winners and losers and look how it absolutely ruined some people's lives, because it will do that. If not right now, today, tomorrow, as soon as you get the money in your hand, 2 years down the road, it could be the worst thing that ever happened in your life if you're not careful. And those are all the things I don't want to see happen to you guys. So respect the money, respect the process. That's what we're trying to do right now. We are right at the tail end of this, right at the tail end. If we weren't, they wouldn't be having final meetings. They wouldn't tell us all the information. And more importantly, they wouldn't be giving us this information to give to you, because they're concerned. We're concerned, and they want to pass on as much as possible. The only thing we're really not getting to give to you is the exact day and time in the future. We're getting windows. We're getting times they'd like to see it happen. We're getting certain people who are requesting for it to happen and go live right now, but it still hasn't happened. But we know it's going to. We're just that close once again. All right? I like this week, but I liked last week. I liked the weekend because, you know, it was suggestion said, hey, we should see it this weekend. Nobody said anything today except for, I don't know, because it was supposed to be yesterday. And I guess we'll find out this afternoon or tomorrow what the next opportunity is. But we still know it's here. So don't be down. Don't be depressed. We are at the tail end of this. So, in talking to you guys, I'm getting confirmation from overseas that it was a good day today over there, which means it should be a great week here. So let's see how long it lasts. Everything is good. The rates are good. No more limits except for the ZIM, other than what the bank itself can do. So everybody should be happy. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something, guys. When they first told me it was a $10 million limit, and then they were actually going to limit the first exchange, and, you know, I heard again down south that one bank was going to limit it to $20 million for each currency. That's going away now, but they were. And, you know, I'm thinking, man, there's going to be some mad people out there, because that's all they can get is $20 million. All they can get is $10 million. And the bank was saying, people, you mean they're going to be mad about getting $10 million for 30 days? Or they're going to be mad about getting $20 million for 30 days or until they get to their next appointment? They're going to really be upset about that? And so many people I talked to, and I said, hey, this is how it's going to work. This, and they said, okay, I can live with that. Okay, I'm good with that. They're going to give me $10 million to start with. I'll do that. So do that. It makes sense until your next appointment. Whatever it is, whatever the limit is, it's not all you're going to get. It's all you're getting at that appointment. Thank you. Been what I had when I walked in the door. I'll be back on Friday. I'll be back next week, and let's do it again. Whatever it is, let's make this as smooth a process as it can be. And we'll benefit from it, all right? Don't be down. This is still a good week. It's still a good time right now. Things are still happening. They are meeting right now, and they're calling them final processing meetings. That's what they're calling them. I like to hear that. So I'm looking forward to a good week myself. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. All right, Ray.
All right. Thanks, Tony. One other thought real quick, and we're going to wrap up and get out of here. The some of you are familiar with me saying, I report, you decide. I started that when I first started doing the calls, and that was the first message I was putting out to you. And we have a host of folks who are negating what we're sharing with you. something totally opposite and being so bold as to saying, no, that's not true, and et cetera. Well, we're not here to really argue and challenge anyone else's information. We're here to equip you with the best that we can possibly equip you with, and we share information with you. Now, if our information turns out to be wrong or false, no big deal. It didn't cost you anything. You didn't have any frustrations, anguish, none of that. But if theirs turns out to be wrong, you're going to wind up on that naughty list because you're going to react to it. So I think you'd rather be informed and prepared just in case, even if you don't believe it. Take it, heed to it. And if it turns out to be real, then you can say, well, Tony and Ray told me this was going to happen. And if it turns out not to be real, you can say, well, I was prepared for the worst, but I'm enjoying the best. That's what I believe. What do you believe?
This keeps me going.
Enjoy your hump day.
On those days when I feel like
we're halfway through this fire.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made. Oh, I believe. Oh, it's already done.
The blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
That my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able. Oh, I believe already done.
The Word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe God's gonna do it. Yes, He will. I believe. Gonna get better for you.
clouds have moved.
I believe you made it through it.
about your future.